Good morning. Welcome to this EconFin Daily Podcast. 欢迎你来到我的播客节目。
Today is Monday again. It's October 31st. First, I would like to extend my appreciation for those who left comments for my program. There are a few technical issues in the last episode. I will try to address them. Secondly, I want to thank all the friends who joined me on last Friday on Douyin for the live session. It's always fun to talk to real people and feel connected. I really wish my program can help you learn English and get access to more stories around the globe.
By the way,Today is Halloween. If you do celebrate, please be creative in your costume and have a great time. If you don't worry about it. You can still eat candies when you feel like to. My favorite is mini Snicker bar. They are loaded with sugar but still within the limit. Sugar is good but not in an excessive way, just like anything else, I guess. 各位听友朋友，欢迎你再次回到我的节目。首先呢，我在这里想感谢在上一期为我提出建议的朋友。上一期呢，我有一个 technical issue， 希望我在这期呢已经解决了这个问题。其次呢，很高兴上周五在抖音和一些听友朋友聊天，希望你有兴趣或者有时间的话呢，也能在下一周呢和我们一起进行实时的聊天。此外呢，今天是感恩节，对那些将进行 party 的朋友呢 ，have a great time。如果即使你不 celebrate Halloween 呢，你也可以吃一些 candy 作为庆祝。在今天节目的开始呢，我想对自己的节目呢进行一个简单的介绍。
So by now, you probably have known that I have divided my program into two parts. The first part is some conversation, and the second part is the news story. I hope you like the program. Please share your comments in whatever platform you listen to, or you can message me via WeChat using the same username. I'm happy to chat.
希望我的节目呢能提高你学习英语的兴趣，也给你带来一些新的不同的信息。
Okay, it's time for today's trivia question.Since today is Halloween, do you know the origin of Halloween? The answer will be revealed in the end of the program. Now let's move on to today's daily phrase.
今天的每日短语呢是 pull yourself together. Pull yourself together. 它的英文解释呢就是 calm down. Recover control of one's emotion. 也就是冷静下来的意思。这句话呢在口语和书面语中呢都比较常用。你可以在今天的 show notes 或者公众号里呢找到一个例句供你做参考。
Now it's time for today's news story. In today's program, let's talk about the fall of Meta, aka Facebook. I'm sure you know that Facebook is transitioning into Meta and focuses on Metaverse. I have one episode early this month to talk about their latest Meta-related product, Quest Pro. And last Thursday, Facebook released its latest quarterly report and its share price dropped more than 20% in the next trading day.I guess things are not looking up for Meta. Mark Zuckerberg must be worried since he has lost $100 billion in 1 year. Yes, you heard that right, $100 billion. The number alone can make you one of the richest men in the world, and he lost that.
今天的几则新闻呢都是有关于脸书，也就是 Facebook, 现在它叫 Meta Platform. 上周呢 Meta 公布了它最新的 quarterly report, 市场呢非常失望。Facebook 的创始人 Mark Zuckerberg 呢，在过去一年已经损失了近$1000亿个人财富，所以说呢，目前公司的表现是非常令人担忧的。那我们今天就来看一些相关的故事。
The first story is from CNBC. Meta shares plunged 24% to the lowest price since 2016. The parent company of Facebook reported quarterly revenues of $27 billion Wednesday.A decline of more than 4% year over year, and its second straight quarterly decline. Its profit plummeted 52% to $4.4 billion. Meta warned the fourth quarter would be more of the same, issuing a weaker than expected outlook. It's expecting revenue for the fourth quarter to be $30 billion to $32.5 billion. Analysts were expecting sales of $32.2 billion.Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg reiterated his commitment to spending billions of dollars developing the metaverse. Meta's Reality Labs unit, which is responsible for developing the virtual reality and related augmented reality technology that underpins its plan for the metaverse, has lost $9.4 billion so far this year. 首先呢，第一则新闻来自于 CNBC， 可以从数字看到呢 ，Meta 上一期的表现呢是非常让人失望的。但更糟糕的是呢，公司对下一季度的表现呢也并不乐观。此外呢，在 Metaverse 这个新的项目上呢，公司已经损失了94亿美元，但公司的管理层呢仍然是非常 committed， 说这是他们公司发展的方向。We will see how it goes。在这篇文章里要注意的词呢是 reiterate。它的英文解释呢就是 say something again or a number of times, typically for emphasis or clarity， 也就是一再重复的意思。The second piece is from Business Insider。Mark Zuckerberg is trying to do what Google did with Android, but he learned all the wrong lessons. Meta wants to wrangle control away from Apple. The company's multi-billion dollar effort to build the metaverse and its decision last year to rebrand from Facebook to Meta is a way to reclaim control of consumer data from Apple's clutches, experts say. It's similar to why Google developed Android,But Mark Zuckerberg's project seems to miss one key ingredient that make Android a success. Apple has essentially made Facebook's returns revert to the mean because they removed a massive data source in terms of their access to app user data. That change could come at a company-threatening cost to Meta. Over 95% of companies' revenues come from the mobile device, according to Needham tech analyst Laura Martin.Meta CEO told investors that Apple's new policy would result in $10 billion of lower revenue in 2022. Meta's goal is to replace Apple's smartphone centrality in consumers' lives, Martin recently wrote in a note to investors. 第二则新闻呢，来自于 Business Insider。最近 Meta 的表现比较差呢，也是因为 Apple 更改了它的这个数据分享的 policy， 让 Meta 很多原有的商业业务呢都不能进行。所以呢，公司要创造新的所谓 Metaverse 来脱离 Apple 的控制，但好像效果非常的糟糕。这篇新闻你要注意的词呢是 wrangle， 它的意思呢是 have a long and complicated dispute， 也就是争论争吵的意思。The last piece is from Financial Review. Mark Zuckerberg should sack himself to save his company. They don't ring a bell at the top of the market, or so the saying goes.But for the last 12 months at technology giant Meta, they are barely stopped. The first red flag was the company's decision to change its name from Facebook to Meta in November 2021. Then in June, Chief Operating Officer Sheryl Sandberg departed after 14 years. Shares in Meta, which also owns Instagram and WhatsApp, are down 60% since the name change. But that's not including the 20% plunge in the stock marketAfter Wall Street closed on Wednesday night, following Meta's disastrous September quarter result. November is even more evident than in Meta's Reality Labs division. Nowhere is this more evident than in Meta's Reality Labs division, which houses Zuckerberg's bet on the metaverse, his poorly defined vision for a virtual world where we will all eventually live, play, transact, and do other as yet unspecified things.Reality Lab has lost $9.4 billion so far this year and a January revenue of just $258 million in the September quarter. But Zuckerberg's enthusiasm is undimmed. Despite Meta's guidance, the unit's operating losses in 2023 will grow significantly year over year. Wrapping your head around what Metaverse is and could be is not easy. This column's best guess is some sort ofTurbocharged video game world where a user's avatar exists in a sort of parallel universe. But understanding why Zuckerberg would have put so many eggs in this basket with his core business under obviously pressure is arguably hard. 最后一篇文章呢来自 Business Review. 这篇文章简单分析了 Meta 这一年来的表现。自从改名以来呢，公司股票已经是直线下滑。同时呢，公司的 longtime CEO Sheryl Sandberg 呢也已经离职。此外呢，市场和很多分析人士呢都对目前 CEO Mark Zuckerberg 这个 vision， 特别是有关于 Metaverse， 也就是元宇宙的这个发展呢，都不是很清楚。公司的元宇宙 division 呢已经损失了94亿美元，同时公司说呢，在未来损失还会更大。但目前并没有看出呢这项新的业务能给公司的未来呢带来什么很大的收益，所以呢，市场都为 Meta 的前景呢感到担忧。 在这篇文章里要注意的词呢是标题里的那个 sack， 它的英文解释呢就是 dismiss from employment， 也就是解雇的意思。Alright, that's all for today's news story. 你可以在今天的 show notes 里找到这些新闻的摘要，也可以参考同名公众号里完整的文字版。这一期节目呢，我都建议大家看一下文字版，因为特别是最后一篇写的还是比较好的。在节目的最后呢，我来介绍一下 Halloween 的起源。Halloween has its roots in ancient pre-Christian Celtic festival of Samhain, which was celebrated on the night of October 31st. The Celts, who lived 2,000 years ago in the area that is now Ireland, the United Kingdom, and northern France, believed that the dead returned to the earth on Samhain. On a scared night, people gathered to light bonfires, offer sacrifices, and pay homage to the dead.
万圣节起源于2000多年前的欧洲北部，大概是今天爱尔兰、英国和法国北部的地区。当时呢，人们认为死亡的人呢会回到这个世界，所以呢，人们聚集在一起点燃篝火，向已经去世的人呢表示慰藉。现在呢 ，Halloween 已经发展成了一个大家穿 costume 和进行 party 的节日。
It's not really about who has passed away. It's really about having some fun. So I hope you had a great Halloween weekend.Alright, that's all for today's program. Thank you for listening, and I see you next time.
好了，今天节目就到这里了，非常感谢你的收听，我们下一期再见。